Thank you for calling Ashtar Fiber. This is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
This is Lillian Royer. I want to ask some questions first before I get this here. I want to get it, but I want to know how it goes by. Does it have it? What kind of internet does it have? Does it have some kind of a? You have to use some kind of equipment or something?
Hi, yes. So thank you so much for calling today. I'll be more than happy to assist you with the service. So we provide internet, and we provide all the equipment. We have the router that we have the a whole home Wi-Fi equipment that provides service throughout your house. Yes.
Yeah, and so would they show me how to use it and everything?
Yes. Once we set an installation date, they'll come to your house and they bring all the equipment. They'll set it up for you, and they tell you how to use them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to have the money right there and then, right?
So you can set up auto pay or paperless billing. So when you do that, you get a discount, and then on the day of your installation, they'll charge your account on that day.
What is an auto pay?
Auto pay is when we put your account, your bank account information, so our system automatically takes the payment from there every month. You don't have to worry about making a payment because the system automatically takes it out.
Okay. But that's all you would do is just take the amount that I owe you, right?
Correct. There's no taxes on the added to the bill. There's no extra fees. The amount that you set up for, that's the amount you will pay every month.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. So, would you like me to look up
get different pictures?
I'm sorry.
I automatically get the different pictures on the internet, different TV pictures.
So you'll be able to connect your smart TV to the internet, to the Wi-Fi, and then whatever streaming services you use, you'll be able to use. Like if you use Disney Plus or Hulu, once you get the internet going, you'll use your own streaming services.
What do you mean by using my own streaming services?
So
I got TV, but I don't have no pictures on my TV because I didn't want the cable because they would charge me too much money for it.
Okay, I understand. So we don't provide cable, we don't provide the channels. But you will do you have a smart TV?
I got a big TV, a flat screen TV.
Okay, so if it's a smart TV, you will get all the apps in your TV that will give you those channels that you're looking for. We only provide the internet for you. So you'll be able to connect your TV to the internet and then get the apps and be able to stream your channels.
I don't understand that. What do you call apps? Like I got a big 45-inch TV, and it's a flat screen TV, and it has different programs that I could get. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes.
I could get anyone. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So would you like me to look up your address to see if you're serviceable at this time?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let me take a look.
I live at 55 East Ridge Street in Saugerties, New York, 12477.
12477. I'm sorry, can you spell me the name of the street again, please?
Brige Street, S-T.
Bridge?
S-T-R-E-E-T, yeah.
Bridge Street.
But it's S-T-R-E-E-T, but I usually put S-T for short.
Okay. No worries. So I just wanted to make sure that I have the street name correctly. It's Bridge.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Is it East Bridge?
Yes, East Bridge. EASTBRIGE.
Perfect. Bridge Street. Okay. Do you have an apartment number?
Yeah, 304.
304. Okay. Let me take a look at that. 304.
On the third floor, right in.
All right, let's take a look. All right, so it looks like your address will be serviceable. Like, we can provide service for you as of July 31st.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like to sign up for services today?
Yeah, please.
Okay, perfect. So I can assist you with that.
Yeah.
And this is for your home.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we provide, we have a package for 1 gig internet that allows you to have many devices, up to 20 devices connected to your internet, and you shouldn't have any issues. That package is $79.99. That's before the promotion. If you decide to do auto pay and paperless, they give you a $10 discount.
Yeah.
But without the discount, $79.99. Is that something that you would like, that you would be interested in today?
Yeah, right.
1 gig internet, okay.
How come it says $69.99?
So it's $69.99 once we set you up for auto pay and paperless billing. We're not up to that part yet, but if you would like to do, they will give it will come down to $69.99 if you do the auto pay and paperless billing.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Okay, perfect.
So let me get a pen so I can write this down that you tell me.
Yes. Yes. Take your time, no worries.
Okay.
$79.99. Okay. And that is for 1 gigabyte of internet.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So we do provide all the equipment, so you don't need to worry about that.
Okay,
now, is your apartment very big, or it's not so big?
It's not a real big apartment. It's big enough, but for me, just me and my dog.
Okay.
My dog won't hurt. My dog won't bother the guy that comes here. My dog is just a lot of bark. It's
no worries.
Right.
I can hear it. It's okay. No worries. Now, I just asked you how big the apartment was, because we also provide extenders. It's like a little box that helps you send your if your house is too big to bring the internet further out. But it seems like you don't need the extenders at this time, because it's just you and your apartment is not that big.
No, it's a good size apartment, but it's not a real big of apartment.
Okay.
I got a very small kitchen, very small bathroom. I got a big living room and a big bedroom. That's all.
Okay, so you should be okay with no extenders for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also provide phone services, like for the landline. Is that something that you'd be interested in as well?
Your landline, what is that?
Like the landline. Telephone.
Oh, I got a telephone. I got a telephone, so I don't need that.
So you don't need the telephone service, okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. So
but
let's
how
move.
Much would, how much is your telephone service?
It will be $24.99 added to the bill.
Oh yes, but you can't. Can you do all over and everything? Just on 24. This one. I think this one would do good because this is $29.99. But I could get all over and even out of town. So this is not a bad phone.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, we also provide. Yeah, it's with our phone services. You can call nationally, and you can call you can do international calls through Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we do provide that service. You don't need to get it. If you don't get it today, you can add it in the future if you would like, if you are comfortable with the service you have.
I'll look about it in the future.
Okay.
I'll look at it in the future. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
My phone does the same thing.
Okay.
I could call out of service.
Out of town. Okay, no worries. All right, so just want to confirm that the address of service is going to be 55 East Bridge Street, apartment 304. This is Saugerties, New York, 12477 is the zip code.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Perfect. And own or rent this apartment?
Oh, yeah. I rent the apartment. I don't own it.
Okay. Do you have the name of the owner or the property manager?
No, I don't have the name, but I could get it for you when she comes back to work. She's I guess she had a doctor's appointment today or something. Her name is Janice. She's a very nice person.
Janice?
Janine, yeah.
Janine, okay. We just need their information because we need to give them a call before we go to your installation just to make sure that they're give us permission to enter the building and put and install our services.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my doorbell up here. All he has to do is ring my doorbell on the side of the wall the doorbells. And all he had to do is press 304, and I ring the buzzer for him to come in.
Okay, I understand. They still need to get in contact with the property management so they can, we need to see how we're going to bring the service into your home, if they're going to do it through the poles, through the electrical poles, or if we have to dig in on the ground.
I understand. I'll keep this paper. Mm-hmm. And with your number on it, and I'll have to call you up, and you could explain all that stuff to her.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
I got a phone number, but I don't know for sure if it's hers. But she could give you the phone number and everything.
I understand. I need to put a phone number for the property management in the application.
Let me look in my book.
Okay.
Okay, let me look in my book to see where I got it.
Perfect. Okay. I'm still here. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Here's the office number, 845 247-8763.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it to you, okay? I have 845-247-8763.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome. Just
want to make sure that the billing address is the same as where the service is going to be located, correct?
Yeah, 55 yeah. East Bridge Street. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I'm going to need your name for the order, please. Your first name?
Lillian.
Lillian?
Yeah. Lillian.
Okay, I have Lillian.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ms. Lillian. And what is your last name?
You're welcome. Roya.
Okay. Roya.
EA, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ms. Lillian.
You're welcome.
All right. Uh-huh. So we come in. And do you have an email address?
No, I don't. Just a regular one.
Okay. No email address.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. And the best phone number to contact you is the one that you're calling us from?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the 845.
845-217-5589.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let me one moment to see how I can go about, because it's asking me for an email address.
Yeah, I don't have no email address.
All right, so I'm asking that question because to see if it's gonna, how it's gonna, I can proceed, because it's asking for that information. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Hopefully somebody can get to me quickly.
Yeah. I get like a Roku channel.
Yes, you'll be able to do, once the internet is connected, you'll be able to watch your TV to Roku, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me
see. That's good.
Let's see what's going to happen. Let's see, email is required. Ask the email address. Okay, they're asking that the email address required. Do you have anyone that you trust, any family members that we can put their email address in the order?
Gee, I don't know. I could call my sister Mary Ann up. I can't do anything unless I get permission from her.
Yes. Okay. Let me see what we can do. Are you able to give her a call while I have you on the phone?
Yes, I can.
Perfect.
Yeah, I got her number in my book.
Okay, so I can wait for you if you like, because it's not going to let me move on without an email address.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So there they would just send information about your account if you need to access your account. If she's okay, then we'll put that email in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.